This is Radio Energy News.
I'm Saskia Williams with your 12 o'clock EN4 News update. Our top story today is, of course, the snow, which has caused widespread disruption across most of Scotland. Forecasters have issued a red alert, severe weather warning for snow, with major disruption expected across many of Scotland's most heavily populated areas. The warning covers Strathclyde, Lothian, Tayside Fife and Central regions, as well as southwest Scotland and the Borders. Adam Dury is a meteorologist at WeatherQuest.
There's a pretty much continual feed coming across from the North Sea of snow showers, and that's really going to continue all through Wednesday and right through Thursday. It is going to get a little bit lighter once you get to through Thursday afternoon, but still in the sort of Edinburgh area, southern Scotland and eastern Scotland.
This year brings the 40th anniversary of the death of John P. McIntosh, a well-known advocate for Scottish devolution. Former Prime Minister Gordon Brown spoke to EN4 News about the legacy McIntosh left behind.
Well, John McIntosh was one of the most brilliant lecturers, one of the most brilliant thinkers, one of the great professors.
Edinburgh University are holding a memorial debate on democracy on the 1st of March to commemorate him. A man jailed for plotting a devastating bomb attack in the UK has had his prison sentence increased. 37-year-old Munir Mohammed from Derby will now spend at least 21 years behind bars rather than 14. The Old Bailey heard he and his girlfriend were developing a ricin bomb. The judge apologised for making an error in calculating the original jail time. The Northern Ireland Secretary says the UK is sticking to an agreement it reached with the EU in December when it comes to the Irish border. Karen Bradley's told MPs the constitutional and economic integrity of the United Kingdom is paramount.
There will be no hard border. We have said that, the Irish government have said that, and the EU have said that. No new physical infrastructure at the border.
The EU is about to put out details of the legal agreement it's proposing for Brexit, and it's expected to say Northern Ireland would be placed in a customs union with the EU if no other deal is reached. Retailer Toys R Us have gone into administration, putting hundreds of jobs at risk in Scotland. The troubled toy company, which has 11 stores in Scotland, has faced an underfunded pension scheme. The firm employs 3,200 people across the UK, and administrator Moorfields said they will keep the workforce informed of their plans as they seek a buyer for the business. A teenage driver has been jailed for 4 years for causing the death of a grandmother while racing at up to 140 miles per hour. John Gribben, 19 years old and from Ayr, was sentenced to a further 2 years for dangerous driving 2 months after the fatal accident. Joan Price, 59, died in a head-on crash on the A77 in Ayrshire last January. Ghostly figures of First World War soldiers have taken up their position on the Tynecastle turf today as part of the new nationwide fundraising campaign to commemorate 100 years since the end of the Great War later this year. Hoping to raise in excess of £15 million for armed forces and mental health charities, Heart of Midlothian Football Club has a profound history with the First World War. 30 club professionals were involved in the war, which took the lives of 7 players and 13 sustained injuries that meant they would never play football again. EN4 News spoke to Rowley Gregg about the fundraiser.
It is a unique opportunity, whilst remembering the First War fallen, to raise money and awareness for those people today who are suffering from the same injuries and the same mental health issues that people suffered back then.
Rowley Gregg runs the fundraiser there. Now we go to Ryan Marr with some sports news.
Now, the latest sport highlights on Radio Energy.
Thanks, Saskia. Tonight's Scottish Premiership fixtures have been called off after Scotland was hit with heavy snow overnight. Celtic were due to play Dundee at Celtic Park, but will not have the chance to regain their 9-point lead at the top of the table after Rangers defeated St Johnstone 4-1 last night. Hibs will be unable to extend their lead over 5th place Hearts at home to Hamilton after Craig Levein's side drew 1-1 to Kilmarnock at Tynecastle yesterday. The other tie postponed tonight is between Motherwell and Aberdeen. Elsewhere in football, Hibs boss Neil Lennon says he expected to be charged by the Scottish Football Association. Lennon is set to face a hearing at Hampden Park on the 15th of March following an angry reply to referee Kevin Clancy awarding a penalty against his side during Saturday's 2-2 draw to Kilmarnock.
A debatable, controversial decision has gone against me and cost us a goal. And then the next thing, I can't do my job anymore. So it was a double whammy, hence my emotional outburst, if you want to call it that. I'm not proud of it. I'm not happy with myself about it. I'm sure I'll get punished for it, but there are mitigating circumstances.
And in rugby, Scotland forward Ryan Wilson's Six Nations future is still to be decided today. Wilson has been cited for an alleged act of foul play by the tournament's disciplinary committee following an off-the-ball clash with England's Nathan Hughes. The Scots defeated England 25-13 on Saturday night and could be without Wilson for their next game against Ireland on the 10th of March in Dublin, depending on today's decision. We'll have another sports bulletin at 1pm and a full roundup at 2:45. Back to you, Saskia.
Thank you, Ryan. In traffic and weather, there have been a number of incidents on the M74 and the A90 this morning, so take extra care if you're heading in either direction on those roads. Heavy snow showers in Edinburgh throughout the day, expect them to be frequent and disruptive. Sunny spells elsewhere, but sub-zero temperatures for many and feeling bitterly cold in brisk winds. That's all for your 12 o'clock EN4 news update. Tune in at 1pm for more. I'm Saskia Williams.
This is Radio Energy News.